like every time you scroll on TikTok or Instagram, someone is diagnosing their ex as a narcissist, claiming their friend is gaslighting them, or calling a stressful event trauma. But are we really using these terms correctly, or is social media turning mental health into a game of telephone, where words get twisted and lose their true meaning? This podcast should not be used as healthcare advice. This is more of an entertainment podcast and to spread the word. Hey there, amazing person. I hope you're having an amazing day. And if not, that's okay too. Welcome to the 5th episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. I'm Aditi Diga, and I'm so excited to have you here on this student-led podcast. I want to thank you for being here as well. It means a lot. Today, we're tackling a topic that's been everywhere, the rise of therapy speak in pop psychology. We're also going to break down the difference between real therapy and self-help influencers who are using terms in the wrong way. Of course, there are so many creators out there making content meant to be uplifting in its intended way. But for others, can you really get all the mental health advice you need from a 60-second TikTok? And how do we separate fact from fiction when it comes to mental health trends online? So grab a cup of tea, get cozy, and let's get into it. Let's start with the obvious. Why are therapy terms suddenly everywhere? Mental health has always been important, but for a long time, it wasn't something people talked about openly. Now with social media, therapy speak has become part of everyday conversation. Think about it. 10 years ago, would you have heard the average person saying things like, "I have anxious attachment issues," or "that person is emotionally unavailable"? Probably not. But today, these phrases are so common, they're basically modern slang. And honestly, in some ways, that might be a good thing. Therapy speak has helped break the stigma around mental health. It's made people more comfortable talking about things like depression, anxiety, and trauma. For people who don't have access to therapy, social media has kind of given them words to describe their experiences. But here's where things get tricky. When complex psychological terms are oversimplified and misused. Take gaslighting, for example. Originally, it came from a 1944 movie where a man manipulated his wife into doubting her own reality by dimming the lights and pretending nothing had changed. The term describes a form of psychological abuse where someone intentionally makes another person question their perception of reality. But today, gaslighting is often used to describe any disagreement. If someone forgets what they said last week, suddenly they're gaslighting you. If a friend has a different perspective on a situation, they're also gaslighting you. When words like this lose their meaning, it becomes harder to talk about actual emotional abuse, and that's a real problem. Now, let's talk about some of the biggest therapy buzzwords: gaslighting, narcissism, and trauma. These terms have exploded in popularity, but are they being used correctly? Gaslighting. Like we just talked about, gaslighting is a deliberate attempt to make someone question their reality. It's not the same as someone being forgetful or disagreeing with you. And then there's narcissism. The internet loves to throw around the term narcissist. If someone is selfish, narcissist. If someone posts too many selfies, narcissist. But narcissistic personality disorder, or NPD, is a real mental health condition that affects about 1% of the population. It's not just about being confident or self-absorbed. It's about a deep lack of empathy, manipulation, and an unstable self-image. Calling every difficult person a narcissist waters down the real meaning. And then there's trauma. Trauma is a real and serious psychological response to extreme events. Things like abuse, violence, or life-threatening situations. But today, people use trauma to describe any stressful event. Bad breakup, trauma, embarrassing moment in high school. And while these things may escalate to become traumatic, not everyone uses it the right way. Again, this isn't to say that small events don't impact us, but when we label everything as trauma, can take away from people who have experienced deep life-changing trauma. Now, let's talk about where a lot of this therapy speak is coming from. Self-help influencers. We live in an era where 20-year-old on TikTok with no formal psychology training can have millions of followers giving mental health advice. Some of these creators share valuable insights, others not so much. Here's how to tell the difference. There are many things that can make a good mental health creator. They may cite real research and acknowledge that mental health is complex, so no one-size-fits-all advice, and they don't claim to diagnose people over the internet. And there are some red flags to watch out for. Oversimplified quick-fix solutions, using therapy to label people instead of focusing on solutions, and making extreme claims without evidence. But why do these therapy-related videos go viral and create these viral mental health trends? What's the psychology behind them? They offer quick, digestible content. Short-form videos fit the fast-paced nature of social media. They also give people a sense of understanding. Labels help people feel seen, but they can also lead to overgeneralization. They also may provide a sense of control. Having a term for something can make people feel like they're taking control of their mental health, and they also tap into shared experiences. Relatable mental health content often gets high engagement, reinforcing the trend. And while therapy language may promote awareness, it can also be damaging when misused. It can lead to self-diagnosis, and without professional guidance, people may mislabel their experiences. It can also oversimplify mental health. Complex disorders are being reduced to social media buzzwords. It can also hurt relationships. Labeling friends or partners without understanding full context can lead to unnecessary conflict. Here are the benefits of getting advice from licensed therapists. Training, years of education, licensing, and supervised practice, with the goal of providing personalized, evidence-based mental health treatment. There are also a lot of confidentiality and ethics being prioritized and are tailored to the individual's needs. Unlike with social media mental health content, where no formal training is necessarily required and where a lot of content is oversimplified and misinformation is also very common. The tips social media may provide can be helpful, but aren't a substitute for therapy. So some tips for mindful mental health consumption on social media are to follow licensed professionals. Therapists like Dr. Thema Bryant, Dr. Nicole LaPera can share credible content. Also, making sure to cross-check information from studies and articles like the American Psychological Association. And also, be very careful and avoid self-diagnosis. Something resonates, maybe consider speaking to a professional. And watch out for quick fixes. Mental health is very complex, so be wary of creators promising instant solutions. Let's be real, most of us aren't going to stop consuming mental health online, and that's okay. The key is to be mindful about who you're listening to. Here's some tips. The three source rule. If you hear a mental health tip online, check if at least three credible sources say the same thing. Follow licensed professionals. There are so many great therapists and psychologists on social media. Seek those out. And remember that therapy is personal. What works for one person might not work for you. So to wrap this up, Therapy Speak has the power to help people when it's used correctly. It's amazing that more people are talking about mental health, but we have to be careful about how we use these words. Instead of throwing around terms like gaslighting and narcissist as labels, let's focus on understanding ourselves and others. And most importantly, let's be smart about where we get our mental health advice. Do you think Therapy Speak has helped or hurt the way we talk about mental health? Feel free to DM or drop a comment, especially if you're on YouTube. Keep Calm and Mental Health On can be found on Instagram at Keep Calm Mental Health on Pod and on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and also on Audible. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review or share it with someone who might need to hear the message. Every share helps spread the word. Next episode, we'll talk about comparing yourself to others and the comparison trap and the hazards it poses to mental health. Thank you so much for tuning in to the 5th episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. Your support means the world to me. Can't wait to continue this journey with you. As educational purposes, this is more of an entertainment podcast and to spread the word. Until then, remember that your mental health matters and you're never alone in this journey. Take care of yourself and I'll see you next time. Signing off with love and leaving you lots of positivity. This is ADT reminding you to keep calm and mental health on. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.